I know I said I wouldn't do another episode before the next year, but have you seen the latest video from Tom Cruise on YouTube promoting his next movie? If you haven't, it came out on Monday this week, and it is currently Thursday right now. So looking at, 3 days later, and the video has 3.1 million views. I'll put a link to it in the newsletter when the next one comes out. Now, it may well be Tom Cruise, and he's, of course, made thousands of videos and stunts in the past, but this one is really going viral online. So in the video, Tom speaks directly to the camera. He starts off this way, he's talking directly to you, and he thanks you for watching his movies, and then proceeds to tell you all about his upcoming projects. But the big difference is that he's doing this sitting on the side of a helicopter at a high altitude above the beautiful coastline of South Africa. Bear with me, as always, there is a point to this. He then jumps off and free falls backwards, skydiving downwards, while still recording to the camera and recording a message to us, thanking us again for watching the movies and wishing us a very happy festive season. After a few moments, he appears to sort of let us go, and he spins off into the distance and continues to free fall away from us. Now, I'm not saying we need to do this, to hire a helicopter and learn to skydive. Well, maybe if you do skydiving already. But the point is, at the core of this video, it's very personal. And it really feels like it's him talking to us and holding on to us as he's falling down, talking to us. And the figures, as I say, really do prove the point. This video has really worked. It's not just personal. It's not just that sort of intimate feeling. But it's also, of course, sending a really strong brand message about the excitement of his movies and him as a person by demonstrating that rather than him telling it. It's not like saying, oh, we've got some great special effects and some great stunts. He's actually doing something really exciting, which is a talent that he's got with skydiving. Now, this, of course, is the same thing that influencers are doing all the time if we break it down, perhaps on a simpler level. But you can see, because it is very personal. You can actually see when you watch the video that there's a shadow of a cameraman crossing him at one point. But it still feels like, because the camera's in so close, it feels like Tom is holding the camera, is holding on to you as you're falling down in free fall with him. It feels like it's him and you, and he's talking to you personally. It's just the two of you there. Now, as I say, this is obviously something that influencers have learned, because they too rely on this feeling of bringing you into their personal space rather than having a camera across the room doing an interview. And the reason they do this is because it obviously builds that emotional connection. It feels like you're giving something away of yourself to the audience. And this, of course, is something that many companies still completely fail to do, as they focus on these sort of corporate-style videos, preaching about brand message and using language that no one would ever use, and show how disconnected they actually are. So how can we, and how can our organisations, develop this same sort of connection as Tom Cruise and other influencers if we don't skydive? Well, ask yourself, what hobbies do you have? I mean, I've had a few in my life. I'm sure you have too. You know, I mean, do you paint? Could you be painting as you say something about your organisation? Do you ride horses? Do you drive sports cars? Are you a footballer, a tennis player, chess player? Or maybe something less active. Do you simply love to comment on the same current popular TV shows as your target market? All of these provide a backdrop which shows us as humans, as having a life outside of what we normally do. There was an influencer who once told me, and in fact, actually, this is something I heard from a TV producer as well, is that people want to see that you've just come out of the meeting, or you've just come out of the conference center, or the thing you want to talk about. It's that personal, in-the-moment recording that feels less rehearsed. It feels less designed and more raw, and so it feels less faked, as you appear to have not had time to prepare and be clever about it. So it's personal and builds a stronger emotional connection and reaction from the viewer. And Tom gets this too, because as he's falling down, you can tell that either he's forgetting his script as he's in freefall going backwards, but it feels a little bit sort of like he's just kind of saying stuff from the heart. It doesn't feel anywhere near as scripted, and it doesn't even feel like you've got an actor who's trying to pump out his lines too. It's that raw feeling that really helps this video connect. And also, even this kind of thing is not that hard technically. I mean, okay, if we're skydiving, you may want to have a skydiving cameraman with you. But for doing something a little less adventurous like chess or watching the TV, you can certainly do this stuff very cheaply on your own. In Tom's case, it's hard to tell exactly how he recorded the sound. When you look at the shadow of the cameraman as he moves across, it's possible there was maybe one of these long telescopic microphones with a very big wind muffle on the cameraman's camera. But equally, Tom might have been recording with a microphone on his chest as he was falling backwards. Maybe that was the reason he was falling backwards, so that it allowed him to block out some of the wind from that microphone. Now, I've often used this microphone setup called Rode Go. I'll put a link to it on the newsletter, on the next newsletter I put out, and also in the resources on the website. And that particular unit is something like $200. And you can use it over and over again for this kind of thing. You can just literally clip these things under your shirt if you want to. And then there's software like Descript that I've mentioned before that you can use to just edit the video and clean up the sound as well and take out a lot of the background noise. I've put details of both of those actually in the newsletter or the next newsletter that I'll be sending out. I think, as I mentioned before, many years ago when I started journalism, I was doing a piece from a rally car day. And while other journalists were still holding on to these huge, great reel-to-reel tape recorders. Yeah, it was a few years ago if you're young. I've been around a little bit longer than that. At the time, mobile phones were still pretty new, and I got this brick of a mobile phone that I was holding in my hand. And I said to the radio station, well, look, why don't we just do something live from inside the car? As I say, the other people there were using these reel-to-reel tape recorders and taking the tape back and editing it. I actually did something live from inside a rally car on that mobile phone. It was crazy. It had a lot of energy to it. It was hard to hear what was going on, but the point is it was real. It was raw. It was really getting some excitement and taking you inside that moment. This is the same thing as I was talking about with that disability scooter stunt that I was talking about the other day. Now, of course, we want to pick the right situations. There's no point being like Balenciaga, apologizing for the distress that some people felt from their campaign that I was talking about a few weeks ago, from a spokesperson standing on a beach with their kids. If you think about the story, it couldn't be more wrong. But depending on what you're trying to put across, depending on the context of what's going on, being in some kind of environment, some kind of raw environment as it happens, could have a real impact. It's all about revealing a part of you that is what works here. It's a technique you use in journalism a lot as well when people won't open up. So you offer something of yourself to get other people to offer a lot about themselves. When you open up, they open up and they start to like you more. You know, this show is all about developing a connection with the public. So it's this kind of technique that can really make a difference. We may not be Tom Cruise, but we can certainly use the techniques that he's used in this viral video ourselves in the same way. There are action steps and a simple exercise you can do that takes, I think, about 20 minutes that are in the resources section on the website already at thepublicrelationspodcast.com. It's all completely free. Thepublicrelationspodcast.com in the resources section. And I'll also send out that same exercise in the next newsletter. I don't want to keep sending out loads of newsletters to you because I don't want to bombard you. So it will go out in the next one that I send out with the next main episode. In it, I actually give an example of how a CEO of a fashion firm could do something like this and be authentic in the same way. Right, I need to stop recording these episodes and go and buy a turkey for Christmas. Whatever you're up to over the festive season, again, have an awesome time. Oh, and as usual, everything, including all the links to share with people, are on that URL of thepublicrelationspodcast.com. And feel free to reach out to me anytime on LinkedIn. You'll find me under Richard Midson. That's M-I-D-S-O-N. M-I-D-S-O-N. I must go to the shops and get set up for Christmas. Speak to you soon. Bye.